Well, good afternoon. Good to see so many of you. Carelings, well, this has been up on the screen for the last 5 minutes. We simply aim, in all honesty, with no strings attached, to spread the knowledge of the true gospel of the Lord Jesus into all the world. And if you want to read between the lines there, we are solidly convinced that the doctrines that the Christadelphian community have taught us, that most of us grew up in the community one way or another, we believe that this is right. And we seek to share that with people worldwide, teach, baptize, disciple people in the Lord Jesus, and not to leave them there, but to network throughout the body of Christ to provide for those in need. It's to the poor the gospel is preached. It seems it's often the poor that respond. And, of course, help these people to grow in the Lord Jesus, because our only aim is the glory of God and to see all those people come to God's kingdom. And, of course, to that end, to help them to develop into independent ecclesias. We have never, I believe, got into the business of statistics, but the first time in, well, all the while we've been going, in preparation for these talks, we did. And it was quite worrying that, plus minus, something about 4,000 people baptized, 88 countries, since we got going in 1986. Looking at our websites, we got some wonderful brethren assisting us with web work. About 1 million visitors per year, that's every year, last 6 years. Send out 150,000 copies or so of Introducing Bible Basics, 150,000 of Bible Basics. And we're getting, as I say, 14,000 requests for that book every year. That means that in the last 5 minutes while I've been talking, someone's been requesting the book. And we're indebted to all those people who've translated literature. And oddly enough, just a couple of days ago, I was given this by our sister, from our sister Soon T, right here in Hurstville. It's in Burmese. That's years and years of work that she's done. So Soon T, I did see you here. Thank you so much. So, in fact, you should really clap twice, because, as I recall it, Soon T did all this work, but then it got lost. And this is actually her second time round, so I think she... So the bottom line of that is that God is working through what we're doing. We're not saying God doesn't work through anybody else, but all of us involved in this feel a very strange blessing from God in what we're putting our hand to, because no one can come to the Father unless they're called. And so God's willing to work with us. And part of me doesn't want to stick all these statistics up because, you know, David numbering Israel and all that stuff. But we decided, as our little committee, after quite a bit of discussion, that maybe this would be helpful to just sort of assess where we've got up to. And 50 of those countries were, as far as we know, were the first Christadelphian baptisms that we performed, that were performed there. Not saying, of course, that nobody else ever knew the truth in those countries, but all the same, we feel that we're fulfilling what we see as our mission to take the Lord Jesus to the people who have not heard. And one thing that we particularly like about the way God seems to be using us is that most of those people that are baptized were people who had no religious or certainly no, let's say, no Christian background before. So it wasn't a case of persuading a Baptist to become a Christadelphian or a Jehovah's Witness that there's no devil or whatever. Of course, we have had people like that. But the majority of these people were from atheistic backgrounds in Eastern Europe, Muslim backgrounds in the Middle East, and people from China and the Far East, people who have come, as we see it, from darkness to light. So we really feel that these are people who really were not in the path to the kingdom, and now they are. And I don't know, I really hate this graph. I can't explain to you how I don't like it. The idea of numbering Israel. But once we started on this thing, this totting up figures, we have a committee of 19 people. And we discussed this. You couldn't imagine how many emails flew between those 19 people. about whether this was the thing to do, to share these statistics with you or not, or even to calculate them. But anyway, we did. And what we see there is that in this last year, and we're still not finished, it's been a huge explosion in the number of baptisms that have been going on. And it's not because we, lowered the bar or whatever. It's just how it is. So we feel very much that God is working and working increasingly urgently with us. And, once you start the statistics game, you can carry it on. That means over the last 6 years, average of around 2 baptisms per week, and this year so far, actually 3 a week. Now, believe me, we're not thinking, oh, well, today, this is a week we didn't baptize anyone. We better start scouring around Hurstfield to try to find someone to keep the statistics up. No, not at all. But all the same, it's absolutely wonderful. Now, I don't know if you know the feeling that I have, that sometimes you work for somebody in the Lord, and you feel you do assist them in their growth or whatever, and then they die, and you feel, well, life was worth it for the little role I could play in that person's life. Now, even if you say, well, not so sure about this, let's put a red line and a question mark through a third of these, or two-thirds, or whatever many you think are not kosher or not going to stick to the end. All right, even if that's true. Okay, there's still a massive number of people there who are, God willing, going to come to the kingdom. Now, this is amazing that somebody who's walking in darkness from secular atheism or communism or whatever could come to Jesus, to him as a person. And it's not that we're smart preachers or that we've got some methodology. We don't have any better methodology than anybody else. Just sincerely, no strings attached, willing to reach out into this world, and God's saying, sure, if that's what you want to do, I'm with you. So we're open absolutely to everyone's input, be it Soon Tee's translating literature into Burmese, or absolutely anything, web work, internet work, whatever. There's a whole load of openings for whoever wants to get involved, to come and get involved. And one thing that we have always stressed all the way through is, please pray. And either prayer makes a difference or it doesn't. And it pretty clearly does make a difference. And so, thank you.